A little akdama before we start the sugya of Chabura and Meleches Boine, the Geder Meleches Boine and Makom Patish. Just a small akdama b'chlal to Limud Halacha in general and to the Limud of Masechta Shabbos b'Prat. And that is Shechiyonu v'Kiyumanu to learn, for many people, the first time that learning sugya is a Limud Halacha. And something which is very nice about learning a sugya Limud Halacha, especially Masechta Shabbos, is that the Gemara and the Halacha are intertwined together, and very often you'll see that the Halacha Lamais, which is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, is a direct quote from the Gemara, direct quote from the Mishnah, coming straight out of the Gemara, which is really the Tachlis of the Chabur. For those that heard, for those that didn't hear, to sum up in one sentence, is to be able to see the Halacha Lamais, to be able to misakim the sugya from the sugya down through the Rishonim, through the Halacha Lamais, in one sentence or less. And Betham, that's really how you should chaz the Gemara. The chaz the Gemara, Alibud the Hilchot. As you're going through, you should be able to speak out the Shittas Rishonim and how we pass on the Lech Lamaisa. And you have a Shleimus, seeing it from the beginning to the end, and all the Lamaisa, how you pass him. It also is nice when you learn the Lech Lamaisa, is that you have a Matar Mesuyemus when you're learning your, when you're starting this Zman. You start this Zman, you learn from Psachim, Napping Megareya, Chaz the Chalimba, and Yeshua Shavazakas. But you don't know exactly what am I going to do this Zman. I'm going to learn the sugyos. I'm going to learn the sugyos. Which sugyos? Whatever sugyos come in the first parish. Here we have a matar mesuyemes. When we're, it just makes it easier because there's one thing that we're trying to accomplish. And I think that earlier I mentioned this before we started last month. We spent the whole winter's month learning muktza, and the whole matar of this month is to come up with a karkelini muktza in all the helpless muktza which are negiah every single solitary Shabbos. It's one of the most negiah halachas, and many people in the Hanami wrote up sikumim, wrote up. Contrasting on Hilchos Muktzah, and it's a when you know what your matar is, it makes it much easier to learn. Makes it much easier to have a clear cut in the yonim because you know what you're trying to do, know what you're trying to accomplish. I can't be madgish enough how chashuv it is to spend 5 minutes either at the end of Seder or at the end of the day, being mistaking that which you learned, not to come out of this. Yeah, you could have learned the entire day from 3:15 till 6:55, and you learned without being vassal. But at the end of the day, you walk home and what did I learn? Just be mitzakim. I had machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. We had machlekes between Rashi and Tesis, and again, being mekilin. Whatever it is, just spend 2 minutes. You concretize. Be mitzakim that which you learned. It does wonders for your chazara and for remembering it. Our tachlis this month is to learn the melech. We start lamed tes melachis. Which is really, we started, when we learned Shabbos, we started learning Hilchos Bishul, which is probably from the most Negei Halachas, Bishul, Shia, Chazar, Atmano, all the Halachas of Cholent and anything else included in Bishul, and Afia. Afterwards, we spent the Muktzah, which is really the Hemshech of Parakir, which is what we started with, the third Parak, is Muktzah, and also Parak Balachilim, and Bamatini. And now we're continuing to the Melachas, which is really, for those that were with us, it's the Hemshech, it's the last Gemara in Parakira, it's the last Gemara in Bamatimni that we didn't see, and it's the last Gemara in Kol HaKelim. And it's also probably from the most common Shailas, Halachas, that come up on Shabbos, is Hilchos Boiner. For example, are you allowed to, are your kids allowed to make a tenth on Shabbos? Oil. See, oil is a holder of Boiner. Are you allowed to make ices on Shabbos? Are you allowed to make snowballs? Are you allowed to put a picture up on the wall? Are you allowed to, something falls down from the wall, you allowed to put it back on? There's a common shaila that your glasses break. Are you allowed to put them back on? Are you allowed to touch them? Your room comes apart. Is it muktzah? Is it a chashash that you're going to be boineh? Is it a b'chlal boineh? You want to put the chadfami ice cream glasses together or wine glasses together? Are you allowed to put it together on Shabbos? Are you allowed to take it apart? All these shailas are negated to the sugya of boineh, soyser, oil, ukedema, and hopefully will come out with a carpet. There definitely are certain things which we're not going to see in the Mishnah Berurah, which are going to be tully in Shalach Lamaisa of the Zmaninu, place given that handle it. Electricity is one of the big things that Chazanish was Mechazish, the Chash of Bainu, though there are others that are Chirlik on him. There are certain things in Bainu which is slightly difficult, and other things is being Magdir exactly. The Ilam is having trouble trying to be Magdir a little bit today, Mlechaz Bainu, but Be'ez Hashem, hopefully we'll be able to come out with a carpet. Now, wanted to mention one thing. At the end of last month, we chazered with after Mukta, and we wrote that at the bottom of the page from Reb Chaim Kanievsky Sefer. The first, he says, the first thing which is Pashat L'Shikcha is Halaymir Ve'Einu Chayzer. The Hero, Adamar Pashat Halaymir Ve'Einu Chayzer, that's the first thing which is Pashat L'Shikcha. There's those that tie into that, that we should take something from Chazal. But Be'etzim, I think that is Nechal Chazal. The Memchas Devarim Shatari Nikris Behem, the very first Kinyan Atariyo is B'Talmud, sitting and learning. Sitting and learning is the first Kinyan Atariyo, and that's the most probably the reason why it's number one, is because it's most important. You're not going to be able to have a Kinyan Atariyo if you don't learn. True to Gemashmo. And Memela, it's very vichtig that the Erlim, if you want to have a Kinyan, is to put in the time. If you're going to come at 4:30 and leave at 6:15, then you're not going to be able to Kinyan. Secondly, if you have something in your pocket which is calling you every 5 to 10 minutes, even if it's you're not going to get every single phone call, but also that's Kiloshen HaChazinish is to put it to Lil Moed Shoh, L'Havsik Shoh, Wakim HaHefetz HaHeder VeHefetz. It's nothing. You can never cook. You're never going to get anywhere if you have something which is pulling you every 15 minutes. So the first kinyan is B'Talmud, and that's the same way Halaymir Ve'Ine Chayzer. That's Zikr. That's the Davar HaPashon. That's the first thing. Last thing I just want to mention is that one of the other kinyanim is Pilpul Chaver. Please, Baruch Hashem, the Ilam is a starker Ilam, and the Ilam is a good Ilam. And the Ilam should speak to each other, and the Ilam shouldn't stare at after coming to me. Can't say they always have an answer, but Zichr to speak and learning, and would very much like for everybody to come over. Baruch Hashem, we have the schuss of having Rabbi Ephraim Stern as a Sherlam Yeshiv, Maskim to join us as a Sherlam Yeshiv Hafizader. And he's also Talmud Chacham, who you could speak out anything they would like in the Sugya with. And please come over to both of us and speak to each other. And Minei Minoch is Bar and Sugi Reza Hashem Zmar. Sugi starts. Haboyne kam even if yechayev. Taisa says, Sorech litin tam, amai tani boyne achar zvika voitzo. You need a reason why we say, the malacha boyne after zvika voitzo. And the gilyan they're mitzayin to the Taisa's Yontif. The Taisa's Yontif, no san tam lo zeh. Zok there, what's the reason why? Because the very last malacha is Oitzo, and the one before that is Makabe Patish. The Mele Itainas, since Makabe Patish is Me'ein Meleches Bininhu, or Meleches Binin Shechev Tvei, so therefore we brought down, we wanted to say Oitzo, the malacha which is right before Oitzo, is the malacha of Makabe Patish, and Makabe Patish is Me'ein Meleches Binin. The Mele, we started with Binin, because Binin is more Shechiyah than Makabe Patish. But Be'etzem, that's where we're starting from, because it's Somach Menira Toitzel. And those Kufa Kasha, the Chara the Shaila is what many of the Ilma have come with is, if you're telling me that Makabe Patish is Me'ein Hoitzel, wherein lies the Chilik? What's the Chilik between Makabe Patish and Makabe Patish is Me'ein Binyan? What's the Chilik between Makabe Patish and Boina? Shaila is really, every Boina should also be Mechayiv you as Makabe Patish. And not only that, every Makabe Patish, L'chori, should be a binyan. Where do you have a Makabe Patish where you finish something which is not a binyan? Where can you spalt it? How do you ever have it? Do you have one malacha without the next? Or do you never have it? The taki, you're always going to be mechayev two malachas. The truth is that you can ask the shayla and get every single malacha. Every malacha that we have, be'etzem, l'moshel, vishal. Every malacha that you do, L'chori, should also be able to be mechayev al Makabe Patish. If Makabe Patish means, like we all grew up, the Makabe Patish means the final hammer blow, it's the last chelik of the Asiyas HaMalacha, then every malacha that you do, the last chelik of the Asiyas HaMalacha should be chayiv. When you mavashal something, you should always have the Maisa Bishul, which is sticking the pot on the fire, and when it's Nizbashal, you should be chayiv, aside from Bishul, Zikr, we're not going to be chayiv for the Bishul if it doesn't get cooked. You need it to get cooked. Aside from the Bishul, which happens at the end of the day, Lachur, we should also be mechayiv you as Makabe Patish. You mavashal Lakuz, so you should be chayiv as Makabe Patish. So the truth is, Al Bishul Alain, and there will be other Malachas Lachar that are like this also, it's not fair. Why? Rashi says, on Ayin Dalanam and Beis, the Gemara that says, Hayman David Chaviso, somebody that makes the Chavas on Shabbos, Chay Mishum Sheva Chatois, Tanura Chay Mishum Shmeina Chatois. You make a barrel from the beginning, Mamish means that you took dirt and you were lushed together, Magamla together, and you turned it into a barrel, you created a barrel from nothing, Yesh Me'ayin Mamish. Such a case, you're chayiv al sheva chatois. If you make a tanner, shmoyne chatois. What's the difference between a chovet and a tanner? Rashi speaks out all the chatois that you're chayiv, and he says that be'etzem a tanner you're chayiv for the same seven chatois that you're mechuyiv for when you make a chovet. Except by a tanner, there's one more thing. You're also chayiv al tmakav patish. Zok to Rashi, by chovet, why you're not mechuyiv al tmakav patish? Tainus Rashi, Avachov is lekam mishamaka bepatish, the me'eleo nigmar malach de betanur. Doesn't answer your maka bepatish. Maka bepatish, the first gather that we have from Rashi and maka bepatish is that when it's me'eleo, when it happens by itself, does hit this maka bepatish. That's not a malach de maka bepatish. Maka bepatish is always that the uman, or whoever is doing the malacha, is maka bepatish, he does the last gemar, and that gemar itself, that maisa that he does, is gemar the malacha. That's when you're mechuyev maka bepatish. If it happens by itself, you stick it into the oven, and it happens after 2 hours, after 20 minutes, then may landing mer malachtoi, that's not maka bepatish. Only by tanner do you have maka bepatish, not by chavis. It happens to be, for those that were with us when we learned bishul, there are l'chor possible cases where you could be mechuyev by bishul at maka bepatish. There's certain types of fish that the way to be mevashal them is by pouring hot water on top of them. That itself is the gemar malacha, and that's the ma'ase bishul. L'chor of the ish mechuyev maka bepatish. Happens to be Mishabura Paskin of Peter Rishonim that there is no Maka Bepatish by Eichlin. Eichlin, there is no Maka Bepatish. There's no Maka Bepatish by Eichlin. But Bet, generally, by Afiyo, by Binyan, by Netiyo, by many Malachis, Lechura, you do not have a Maka Bepatish because it's Nigmro Me'atme. It's Nigmro by itself. That's all by Bishul Ukedemi. Then you have the rest of the Malachis, Kreutzer, and all the Sidur the Pas. So the truth is that by Kreutzer also, and any malach which is there to that, l'chur you don't have a gemar malacha. You don't have a haschol and a gemar. If you understand that maka bepatish is a gemar malacha, then k'tzira you never have a haschol and a gemar because there's only one ma'aseh which finishes the entire thing. You could be k'tzir 100 shivoylim. You could be k'tzir a lot of different things together. But in every ma'aseh k'tzira, the haschol and the gemar come together. And b'meila it's not nimshach, it's not shach to have a gemar. And agam the Rashi says in Afim Zayin Amar Aleph, b'negei to mitzvah tarsim, he tchilotsoi v'gomroi. That it's a tchil of a gomri, but that's mitzvah tzim. It's shaykh. It's there's a hemshich in the ma'isa of the binyan. It's shaykh. You have to put it together. There's different parts of the bed to put together. But meila, it's nimshach from the beginning to the end. Hagam that the ma'isa that you're doing is tchilos of a gomri. You're creating it. You're putting it together from beginning to end. Nevertheless, it's shaykh to be mechayiv you as makom patash because there is a aschol and there's a gemar. By ktsira there is no aschol and a gemar. And meila. We can't be mechayiv you lechur in such cases as maka bepatish. However, by the rest of the malachis and refrap by binyan, loshen atayis yontif lechur, it needs a little bit of beer. Where do you ever have a case that you're going to finish the malacha and you're not going to be mechayiv also as maka bepatish? In the chramik, kocham that you never finish the malacha, then you're not going to be mechayiv as maka bepatish. If in the middle of making a kli, middle of making something, be burning something, you do not finish lechur, you won't be mechayiv as maka bepatish. We'll see certain cases you will be chokapiz v'kabel. We'll see. You could be chayav as maka bepatish. The shaila is, where do you have it that you're chayav as one or not the other, or in a chanami taka by every case of binyan, every case of asiyah, you're going to be chayav, all the rest of the malachas, you're going to be chayav also as maka bepatish. So the truth is that lechera this whole nidin is really only the fitosis.
Why?
Because Rashi learns, habayne kama even if you're chayav, habayne kol shu mesatis va maka bepatish. Rashi says, what's maka bepatish? Maka bepatish who balaz pik shemefoytes boyes even minasel lachar shchotz of even soviv. Maka bepatish is when you chisel out a rock from the cellar, from the mountain, and it's still attached a little bit at the end, and the final hammer blow, the final you take the a patish which is miyuchad to be used for a cellar, and you smash it out, and you not more than just dislodge it. It's already, it's still connected according to Rashi, it sounds like. Misparekes v'neifeles. Mashmoy says that it's still connected a little bit, it's misparekes v'neifeles. That's the Gemara Malacha that you're mechuyev from. Frektesviz. What's up, Shan? Pirish b'kon, jishim v'fayitz b'yitz, asel lach v'shachatz v'vein irlevi, d'vi mishkin lai havi b'nin avonim, v'lai shavik tana Gemara Malacha de kelim, d'avi mishkin v'rokam b'akam patish de'evim. Bechura, why didn't you say the case of makam patish that it says in the Mishnah? that was in the Mishkan. So what is maka bepatish? Says Tosfos. Elanir l'reed the high maka bepatish and umokush acharin shemaka lakli b'shas gemar malacha. The way lechur that we grew up, maka bepatish is you're banging 100 times to make a kli. The last bang that you finish off the kli, that's rechuyev as maka bepatish. What's pshat in Rashi? Why talk did the Rashi say differently? So Tosfos Yontif says the lechur Rashi was muchuch to be mefarish like that. Because Rashi understood that when it says maka bepatish in the Mishnah, maka bepatish is referring to the malacha that's bizmanim. The maka bepatish is not referring to the malacha that's in the Mishnah. Maka bepatish is referring to the malacha that's bizmanim. And Memela Rashi says, how do you have the orcha de milsa of Machabe Patish that we have in the 21st century.
That Rashi says that you have when you're referring to the Eved Menu Asela.
That's when you have the case of Machabe Patish. Per Raila Dover. Because Rashi and Ayin Gimel, when he's going through Ovis Malachas, the Mishnah, and Ayin Gimel, Ovis Malachas, Arbon Chaserachas, Rashi says, what's Machabe Patish? Who Gemara Kol Malachas, Gin Umen Machabe Kurnes Al Asadin, Lachlige Begmar Malacho. When after you finish your malacha, you take the hammer that you're just using to create your kli, to create whatever it is that you're banging with, and you bang it on the anvil, you bang it on the sadon, afterwards lachlika, to flatten out the hammer, that's the gemar malacha that you're mechuyev for of Makabe Patish. Kumta is Rashi said on Ayin Gimel something totally different than Rashi said by us. Elamai, Rashi and Ayin Gimel was going with the Makabe Patish which is in the Mishnah, which is in the Mishkan. Rashi Bayunz was going with Makabe Patish that you have this manenu. Why? Where did Rashi get it from? The Chur Rashi got it from, says the Tesis Yantiv, from the Gemara. Kol Shul Lamai Chazya, Amar Bir Miyashkin, Ani Chayfer Guma Latzni Bapur Tesis. Nikavos Agavi Mishkan. The Gemara says what we have. We have two things. The Gemara says, where's the Makar? How do we know that you're Chayv also Kol Shul? So he says something which is Megei Abizmaninu, Ani Chayv, Ani Chayfer Guma Latzni Bapur Tesis. Nikavos Agavi Mishkan, that he also had such a thing. Tesis Esakasha, Tesis says, why do you have to find the Nikavos Agavi Mishkan? L'chora, it's enough to say that Shkani Ani Chayfer Guma. On that, Tesis was Mechadish. Tesis says that people would think that such a small amount of a malacha is not considered a ma'isa binyan. But mainly, we have to find something in the Mishkan. We needed an etzmachta. We needed a raya ladover that it is considered a malachas a Mishkan. But let's ask fakert. So just say the Mishkan. Why are you saying if the makar is the Mishkan, just say the Mishkan and don't say bechlal the Shkani Ani Chayfer Guma. Elamai, the Gemara was trying to advise, trying to bring our kosher, which is like, yeah, bizmanenu. The ikur is the kosher, which is bizmanenu. And we brought, since it's loy choshev linshi, so mamela we brought a rai from the Mishkan. But the ikur that we're trying to do is bring a hechatimtza bizmanenu, how you have a case of binyan, which is kosher. The Maimer Muzgir, Betzim Taisa is very shver. Taisa says, if we're bringing a rai, a makar from the Mishkan, what does it mean to bring a raya from the Mishkan? L'chari, this is not that wasn't a malacha b'chlal. Kol shel mai chazia. Omer b'yir Mishkan ani chayfer gumer latzniyim b'pritaysev. The kavos agabi Mishkan shkein toifer yuriya is chayfer gumer latzniyim b'mafteim. That was a chilek of the Mishkan. That was a chilek of the binyan in the Mishkan. Is that they went they in between the malachas overnight they stored their machtois inside of a. What does that have to do with the left of the Mishkan b'chlal? And noniach that it is considered a chilek of the left of the Mishkan. Who says that such a thing would be mechuyev al b'yinah? Who says that's considered really a malachni or mechuyev al tzboina? There's plenty of things that they did in the Mishkan that were not mechuyev al tzboina. Just pouring something, stirring maybe a pot. You're not going to be mechuyev al, it's not al flush. That's something that they had to do, but you're not going to be mechuyev, even though it was a tzurich for them left the Mishkan. Not everything they had in left the Mishkan was a tzurich. Where do you see bechlal that that's a makar? But bechlal was even more shver. That wasn't a chilek of the binyan Mishkan. Mechur, the pshat is that. Like the Ritva says, the way that he's Masber Tzitz Kashva, he says, the best moment of the Gemara Shailo, the Kavasa Gabi Mishkan. Why do you have to bring a Raya from the Mishkan? Kol Shirin Shel Malachis, Masana Kasala Chachamim. We only learn out the Av Malacha from the Mishkan. We don't have to learn out the Shirin from the Mishkan. Kol Shulamai Chazia, because Chazal said, that's what you're Mechuyah for. We didn't ask this, but again, all the rest of the Malachis. It says, but since Loi Choshev Luinchi, Loi Mashmalu Luinchi, it's not Mashma that it's considered a Malacha. Asmachua Mishkan, we brought Asmachta from the Mishkan. We're not trying to bring a Yalfusa from the Mishkan. We're trying to bring the Asmachta Be'alma. The reason why you're Mechuyev for Kol Shu is because Chazal said you're Mechuyev for Kol Shu. And Chazal said you're Mechuyev for Kol Shu because that's Chashu Malachar Shikan Ani Chayev for Gula, that's Nebu B'Tayzev. So why did we bring a Mekor from the Mishkan? It's not a Mekor B'Chlal. Asmachta Be'alma. All it is a Smach from a Mishkan. I mean, it doesn't have to be a Chelek of a Maitha Malacha. We're not bringing a Mekor. It's just all we're doing is bringing a Smach that there is such a thing which is in the Mishkan. L'chari, that's the reason why some of the Elam asked. Why each time do we have to switch it? Kol shlomai chazios, shkein ani chayfer gumel latzniyim b'pritaysev, the kavas gabi mishkan, tefiri is chayfer gumel. So we said, no, you're not going to put your prutis inside the ground, because you're going to get ruins. So we said something else. And then we have to say a different the kavas gabi mishkan. Why do you say a different kavas gabi mishkan? Teretz is because what we're trying to bring a makar for is for that malacha en ekonami. The reason why you're mechuyiv is Kol Shu is for whatever the reason is in the 21st century Mechuyev. Chazal said that's a davar which is Choshev, and that's why Mechuyev. All we're trying to bring is an Asmachta that's considered davar Choshev. Your Asmachta has to be for that thing that you bring right, so it has to be Dikavasa, Bidyuk, like you're saying before. V'mayim Ramuzma. Kumtais, the Fi Rashi. Rashi learns that the Melech Asmach Bapatish is Lefoytes Boyas Asela. from a har. Tesis learns differently. Tesis learns, no, Makab Patash is Mokosh Acharin. L'chur and Tzorach Bir, Tuvo. What's Pshat in Tesis? Because Kumtaris, that Be'etzem, the last Hako Bepatish, really has nothing to do, is the exact same mice that you did up until now. Ramakeh, you made a kli. So what does it take to be Makab with to make a kli? You have to bang 100 times on the metal, whatever it is that you're banging, and by the 100th time you've finished your kli. What's the difference between the first time, the second time, the 50th time, the 80th time, and the 100th time? Nothing at all. It's the exact same akla. Just since the last one was gerim in the kli, so therefore you're mechuyiv. Kumtesa, the makab apatish is no different than the rest of the malacha. Kumtesa would be mechayiv you for something which is be'etzim no different than everything you did up until now, and everything you did up until now was be'etzim b'seder gomor. There was no iser b'chlal, if there's no inyan ubinyan ubinyan. There's no iser b'chlal. Once it comes to the last one, also you're mechuyiv with makab apatish. And let's say you go home, you decide you're finished. You go home, you show it to your wife, and she says, no, I think you have to bang on the side over there. So you bang again. So come test that what you did before, and it's not Makba Patish. Where are you mavdil between the hakov of Makba Patish, that the last one is considered Makba Patish, and it's not considered Makba Patish? L'chorro, Rashi says differently. Rashi, Sai Bayuns, Sai Daf Ayin Gemo, learns Makba Patish differently. Makba Patish is not a hemshech of what we did before him. Makab Patish is something that you did. First you chisel out your choytzev damage from the har, and then you take a patish and you go ahead and you smash it and you take it out from the and you're buffered it from the har. Rashi on Ayin Gimel says the same thing. It's not the last hakol on the bechlal. It's tamuah ktsat. Rashi says. Rashi says that the makab patish is bechlal, not on the kli that you're creating. The makab patish is. After you finish the kli, then you take your hammer and you bang it, sort of almost like a symbolic bang. The purpose is to flatten out your hammer. But afterwards, you bang it not on the kli that you're making, but rather on the sadan that to flatten it out. And that's where Yechavat Makab Patish. Kumtai Sa'ilif Yirashi, Yenudra Sugya, Sa'ilif Yirashi, Dafayin Gimel, the Makab Patish is not the same Makab Patish as Tesis. The Makab Patish of Tesis, the Makab Patish is the same Hemshech of what you have up until now. Mashengen Port Rashi has to be under a Maisa. For common that it's a Hemshech. Her Rashi was bothered what we were saying in Tesis. The Chokama that it's a hemshich of what you're doing before, and that's not a Makab Patish. Adiktuk la'anine atam. Rashi says, Makab Patish. Rashi says, what's a Patish? Patish, kufatish, yufoyit yitela, kolosh nakro. What is a Patish? Why do we say, l'chur, we should have said Makab Kurnis. Say lefi Rashi, odafa and gimel, say lefi Tesis. We should have said Makab Kurnis. Why did the Mishnah use the Makab Patish? Elamai, the Tana was trying to advise, what's the Malach of the Mishkan? Makab Patish, Rashi said, Makab Patish is Patish Yifoyt Tzela. That's why Rashi says, who belaz pick? What is a Patish? A Patish is the pick Shemifoyt Tzela by Tzela and Tzela. Kifatish Yifoyt Tzela. That is what, there's many things. There's a cornice, there's a Patish, there's a Matzah, there's a lot of different types of hammers. From the fact that the Mishnah said Patish is the specific type of pick, is the specific type of hammer that is used to Shemifoyt Tzela by Tzela and Tzela. The Mela Rashi learned differently than Tesis. But Kentan, he understood that was the reason why. Why did we say Makab Patish? Why didn't we say Makab Kurnis? Because Rashi was saying that the Tana was trying to advise the reason why you're Mechuyev as Makab Patish. Not just a Hemshech of the Malacha that he did before. And it has to be something which is totally different. It has to be a Gemara to the Malacha. Not the same Pula that you're doing, that you've been doing up until now. It has to be a Gemara. Alderach Zelachero. Is the Rambam. The Rambam says, Perek Yud, Halacha Tezayin, HaMakab Patish HaKo Achas Chayiv. Somebody says, Makab Patish HaKo Achas Chayiv. V'chol Ha'is HaDomer Shogumar Malacha Reza Tolb is Makab Patish V'chayiv. If you do something which is Gemar Malacha, then it's only a Tolbim. That's not Makab Patish. The Chor of the Makar is really the Tesefta. The Tesefta says it Lahedya, the Lashon of the Rambam. The Shaila is, the truth is, it's really the Lashon of our Mishnah. HaMakab Patish. Namachalik, which one is which hakol? The sefta new base, parakim base, the sefta base. Hamakav bepatish echot tzvicha gedolo veechot tzvicha tano hariz lechayv. Namachalik is the first one, is the second one, is the last one. You chayv. The shaila is for us. What's the malacha over here? Taina Rabbi Zalman, Nevin Ozel. He says he has the same dashim. He says lachur as shver on the rishonim. The fee, the way that Rabbi Rishonim learned. Al derech Tesis, that it's Makab Patish is the Gemara Malacha, L'chura, where's the chilek in the pu'ula between the beginning of the malacha and the end of the malacha? Why does the Tana say makah bepatish, which is something that is every single hakah bepatish, and is really, it's only referring to the last hakah? L'chura, the Tana shouldn't have said that b'chal, shouldn't have been makah bepatish. But Meil is up there in the Chanami, the Rambam learned differently. The Rambam learned that every hakah is chayiv. Doesn't make a difference what you bang on, if you bang on a nail, if you bang on a kli. Every hakah, we look at that as a ma'isa uman in your mechuyiv. Anything which is a gemara malacha is also ma'isa uman, which is daimat hakah bepatish. And they're going to be mekuyer for the chayr chiddush gadol to say that that's the chiv of makom patish. Aber mevur midvarim the al derech that we're saying before him. That tais is a chiddush and tais is mechadish that makom patish is the final hammer blow, as we say. That's bet mechiddush. Another shame they want to learn the way. Rashi didn't learn the way. In the mele Rashi learned that it's something which is bechlal different from that which you're doing. So now tais is learning. No, there's not no difference. And every single akor you're going to be mekuyer. Echad akor gadol, echad akor tana, you're going to be chayv at makom patish. What's Shannon Tosis? L'chor Tosis learned that the Makom HaPatish is not the Maisa of the Hakom HaPatish. It's the Tetzo. What are you doing? The Chashivas of the Malach of Makom HaPatish is because every time, in a Hanami, every time when you banged on it, you only tutored for a little bit. And you have 100 times that you tutored for a little bit. Why is the last little bit different than the other ones? As the Tetzo. When you have a Tetzo of the Malach, which is a Chashiv Tetzo, then we reckon that as to be, that's the Chashivas. They were mechayiv before. The rest of the Rishonim learned not that way. The rest of the Rishonim learned no. It's the Ma'is Alein which is mechayiv. V'meila we learn in the Rambam. The Rambam learns every single akos umon, and we're mechayiv for that. And Rashi learns no. It's the akos which is a davar which is chosid, which is the gemar. It's a special type of akos which is gemar, which brings you to the gemar. That's the akos which is chosid. We're mechayiv before. Aside from that, we're not mechayiv. A last sheet on Makom HaPatish is al derech Rashi. Shtayim Shema. Achashin Shtaim really is the Shittas Yireyim. The Shittas Yireyim, and the Meiri brings it down to Kuf Dalet, Bishim Chachmei Adoris, that the Mordechai, the Hagoyis Mordechai by us, brings it down in Perek Abayinu, Al Derech Rashi, but he times like this. He says that Makom HaPatish is only when you totally finish the Malacha. Kol kama that there's still a chilek of the Malacha that has to be done, then it's not Shach to be Chayvas Makom HaPatish. L'moshel, in the case of Rashi, says the Meiri, speaks it out. He says that when you were choytiv the Evan from the Har, then in Chanami you're not going to be mechuyev al tmach bapatish until you totally detached it from the Har. It has to be totally detached, and then you could go ahead and take a patish and remove it from where it is inside the mountain. But kokama that it's not totally detached, then you can't be mechuyev al tmach bapatish. You could even take a patish. You could do something else. But kokama that it's mechuster binyan, mechuster in the malacha. You still have to tour the malacha, you have to do something to finish the malacha, then you're not going to be chayav makom patish. Taisa says, Lahadi, not that way. The last bang which I need to finish up, that's going to be chayav. Even in Rashi, the Chayav. Mashmoy to Rashi, the Cholol Pachas by Unz, Kufbezim Rebez, is still a chilek of the malacha. It's mechutzer, you have to be mesparak, it has to be detached a little bit from the har. The Mela, that can be chayav makom patish. Says the Yireim, no, you're not going to be chayav makom patish. It's only after you finish, then you're going to be chayav makom patish. And the Mela, he says that that's why, according to Rav, we'll get to that in a second. The makor for such a shat says the Aruch HaShulchan is l'chor the Gemara. The Gemara says on daf Ayin Hamid Beis. Rav of the Rib Zera, the Amar Tavayer, kol midi the isbei Gemara Malacha chayim mishum makom patish. Says Rav of the Rib Zera, anything that has a Gemara Malacha, you're mechuyev at makom patish. What doesn't have a Gemara Malacha? Every malacha has a gemara malacha. Every malacha, when you finish it, has a gemara malacha. Vice tois, there are certain things that have a gemara malacha, certain things that don't have a gemara malacha. Certain things that after you finish it, there's another gemara malacha. There's something which is an addition. But mainly, it can be mechuyev makom patish. According to tois, this is the mokra shacharin, it's the last thing, and lechora, every malacha has a makom patish. Where's the kol midi the isli gemara malacha? Everything has a gemara malacha. Elamai, like the Yireim, lechora, like the Rashi, it's also gishmak. But there's a nachazach, there's something when you finish the malacha, there's nachazach. There's another gemara that you're mechuyev for. And then it's out Makom HaPatish. That's something which is totally different, a different pool than you've been doing up until now. Lefiza, the Yishita is Makom HaPatish. We can go to the Hemshech Gemara. We have the Gemara brings down three machlokes between Rav and Shmuel.
Masatis Ha'Evan, or is the neck of Lushal Tanagirim,
or Mael Shechta Bekufina Demora. The Gemara says, machlokes, according to Rav, all three are Mechuyev al Boine, and according to Shmuel, all three are Makom HaPatish. That which Shmuel doesn't hold that you're mechuyev al zvoyne, Daniel Karatesa says, Mavur from Tayson Kov Gimel Maralef, that the reason why you're not Mechoy Vals Baina is because it's considered a Binin Kolduhum. Shmuel reckons it to be a Binin Kolduhum. Not Kol Shehu, it says Lashon in the Mishnah. What do you mean? The Mishnah says, Kami Yevnim Yechayev, Kol Shehu. How can you say that Shmuel doesn't hold a Binin of Kolduhum? Third is because the Mishnah was referring to the Kamos, and Shmuel is referring to the Echus. How much is the Kamos? A Kol Shehu. Everybody agrees. Binin Kolduhum, that Tayson says that Shmuel reckons that it's a Binin Kolduhum, not Mechoyev, means in the Echus. It's not because it's not enough. It could be a lot what you're doing. It could be a huge morrow. It's not a kosher, it's the biggest toe that ever existed. It doesn't make a difference. That's considered a binyan kolder when you put the two things together and not going to be mechuyev. All three machlokesin are like that. According to Shmuel, the reason why all three of them are not mechuyev is because of binyan kolder. Even oisa neka b'lul shal tana goyim. Which Tosfos seems to say there's a zaitig machlokes. Marsha's mer, some sefer's mer, chorus a zaitig machlokes b'chlal. Why? Tosfos says, what's the machlekes of Oisa Nekab and Lushal Tarna Gailim? According to Rav, it's considered a pesach which is Asi Lahachnas Lahaitzi. According to Shmuel, it's not considered a pesach which is Asi Lahachnas Lahaitzi. Masatis mit binyan. What is that shaykh? Does it have to binyan machal? If you look at the Marshal says, what do you mean it's not a pesach Asi Lahachnas Lahaitzi? The Gemara says, on Kuf Mem Vav Mer Aleph, that every pesach which is not Asi Lahachnas Lahaitzi is also midar abanim gzeira atum nekav shalul to shalat tarni beilim, which is also lachas lahitzi. What do you mean it's not also lachas lahitzi? Doctor, yeah, avad it's also lachas lahitzi. But what does it mean it's also lachas lahitzi? A normal door, a normal pesach is also lachas lahitzi. People, food, dover gashmi. It's something which is tangible. You can put it through. It's made. That's considered also lachas lahitzi. But the lul shalat tarni beilim, which the Gemara says the kufman vav meralef, is also lachnis the avil la yuli avir la fuki havla. It's meant to let air in and let out the hevel. Such a thing is not considered osi lachas lahaiti, says the Marshal. That's not considered osi lachas lahaiti. You're not really taking anything it's by itself. The non-tangible, the avir is coming in, the hevel is going out. But to reckon that to be considered a maisa or pesach, to be chuyi for al tzboina, nah. To be considered a pesach, you need that should be considered lachas lahaiti. Everybody's maskim. The Mele of the Gemara says, it's osi lachas lahaiti. Zichr. But to reckon it to be a maisa binyan, that we're not going to be reckoning it to be maisa binyan, will come that it's Feltzach in the Pesach that it's not used for a davar gashmi b'chlal. Kumtai is that lechur, even this machlekes, according to Shmuel, is considered a binyan koldu. It's a Pesach, which is osi lahachnas lahaitzi, but it's not the algamein of Pesach. It's not a Pesach which is used for in the regular to be machnas people or to be moitzi people. It's a Pesach which is used for only avir. Such a thing is considered a binyan koldu. You're right, it's a Pesach, and you're right, it's a binyan. But that's a binyan koldu. That's not the normal Pesach. I don't reckon it to be considered a Pesach. That's Shita Shmuel. All of them are aser, all of them are mutter as binyan because it's a binyan koldu. What's Pshan Rav? How could it be that Rav holds that it's not considered Makhav Patish? Yev Shalachish is a Mukhash. It's a Akhav Patish. It's the Gemar Malacha. You can't say by any of these that it's not considered a Gemar Malacha. L'chur, l'fi the Yireim, once again it's Gishmak. The Yireim that was Mechadesh, that's the only time you have a Gemar Malacha is when you finish off at the end, you finished the Malacha. And Memela, afterwards you did something else as a Gemar, then you're Mechoyim as Gemar Malacha. Memela, in these cases, an Echanami. Kokama, that you're Mesatis Evin, there's no Gemar, it's still Mechusar in Binyan. All these cases, but that's how the Yireim is Mazber Rav. He says, when Rav says you're Mechoyim as Binyan, then he says, what do you mean you're Mechoyim as Binyan? L'churro, ain't binyan mekalim. So he says zikr. When Rav says you mechuyev as binyan, all it means to say is that you're not mechuyev as makom patish. So heisnish can raise makom patish. Why? Because you're still doing a ma'aseh binyan. Kolkama, you're trying to stick the mara together, the shuftuba kafina the mara. You're putting together the parts of the shovel. Then in such a case, it's mechusar binyan. In other words, I'm still doing the etzem malacha. Kolkama, I'm still doing the etzem malacha. Tanis the yireim. Then I can't be mechuyev as makom patish. Well, I'm not mechuyev. So feed the yireim in a chanami. It's not fair what we ask. Why, according to Rav, you're not mechuyev as makom patish? Makom patish is always after you finish. And l'chur you'll say, l'ul shatana gerim also. I'm still kokama that I haven't made the whole according to your aim, then I haven't finished making, creating the l'ul, and I'm not going to mechuyev as makom patish. Once you make the whole, then you're finished. Anything else that you can do, you can mechuyev as makom patish. Then it's not mechuyev as binyan anymore. Afterwards, you mechuyev as makom patish. You put on tiles, and you put on shingles on the top, you mechuyev as makom patish. But you're not going to mechuyev after the making of the whole l'chur. Over l'chur l'fi Tosfos, and even l'fi Rashi, l'chur what's the pshat? And you're not going to mechuyev as makom patish. So the truth is, the Lech HaMeshech says b'das Rambam, then in a chanami, he learns b'das Rav, then mechuyev also as makom patish. Sayal's binyan, sayal's makom patish. Kumta is Ken Zayn. Still, maybe in Taisus we have other Ramazim that Taisus learned they could be Mechoyev as both of them. But Ken Zayn in a Hanami, in such a case, Mechoyev Sai Alt Makhla Fatish and Sai Alt Vrainer. Lechur Lefid Yireim, not only does this Gemara come out good, the next challenge is that all the Vishenim Hanzel also comes out good, all the Vishenim Yat Kasha. What's Pratt around? Miles from the Gofina tomorrow. Why you not? Why you chuyvat boyne? Lachar ain bini mekalim. Machlokes beisham and beitzel and beitzel. And if you beitzel ain bini mekalim, what's pshat that you chuyvat boyne? Says the Reim and Achlami. Rav didn't hold you chuyvat boyne. Rav holds the beitzel. You're not chuyvat boyne. When he said boyne, he means lav dafke boyne. He just means to say lav poki makapatish. Now chuyvat makapatish. Since you're still in the chelak habinyan of the kli, memeila, but not as boyne shaboy. You're still creating the kli. You're still putting the kli together. Memeila, you're not chuyvat makapatish. You're only chuyvat boyne. Most of the Rishonim, they don't learn that way. And my male, the Echver, what's Pshat Yirmachoyev Lefi Rav, Alt, Boiner. Rav Rishonim, the Ramban, and that's how the Rajbo, the Ritva, the Ran, the Ogo, Bikvay, the Ramban, they say in a Chanami, that which we said, Ein Bini Mekelem, Mitaka Paskin, Ein Bini Mekelem. When do we say Yesh Bini Mekelem? Is in a case when you're creating a Kli, Mitchilotay. Asiyas Kli, let's say Yesh Bini Mekelem. The Dikto Kamilim is Ein Bini Mekelem. You can't have a binyan b'kelim. However, you could have a case of asiyas kli. That's not a binyan b'kli b'klal. The lashon of the Rishonim is ein zeh b'kli shenisparik. That's dafka by a kli which came apart. Of a ba'oseh kli mitchilasoi ein lecho binyan gadol mizeh ve'ein zeh nekri binyan b'kelim shvein er kli adayin ela oseh kli mikri. That's not considered a binyan b'kelim. That's oseh kli. Ein lecho binyan gadol mizeh. The ma'aseh that ken zayin seems that it's not murchuch. Ken zayin that nichlal in asiyas kli is also in a case where it came apart to such extent that you need an uman to put it back together again. So then, for all intents and purposes, hagam that you have all the pieces and it was already put together. But kilu when you put them back, you also that's also considered asiyas kli that you're going to be chuyav for. Lefidus says speaks out the Rashba. It's also gishmak the gemara and daf tavi hey megavim. When you have cheese, you have put the curds together and you create cheese. You also mechuyav out boyne. I ain binyan mekalim. Here he says, "Ein binyan mekelim, vish binyan boichlin." That's what he says in Sadi Hey. By us, he says, like the Rashba says. Rashba says, "Oyse kli mitchilos." You're going to be mechuyev even by kelim, memela by megaben also. You're creating the cheese from nothing, from the curds. You're creating cheese. Memela, such a case in the Chanan, that's like oyse kli and mechuyev out megaben, out boinim. And that's Shana Rav. Rav, the case of Miles Shifts of Gofina Demar, is also talking about Oisik Kli. Maybe that's why you're not going to be, that's why you're going to be Chuyav Zbain. The Shana is, what's the Taich though? What's the Havana? What's the Lomdus that Kokama that you're masking that there is such a thing as Binin Bekalim? Because Kokama that I'm Oisik Kli, it's not another one. Binin is not Dafka by Karka. If you're going to tell me that Binin is Dafka by Karka, very Geshmak. Binin is only by Karka, it's not by anything else. There's no one going to be Mechalik. Mashenkin, once you mask him that it's Shaykh by something which is not Mechubil Karka to have a Maitha Binin, Eba Zay, where's the Makan Michalik? That by a C is Kli, that's considered binyan. But when you're Kli Shin Aspark, that's not considered a binyan. Vachur the Mashmois of the Rishonim is Ein Lecha Binyan Gadol Mizeh. A C is Kli, Ein Lecha Binyan Gadol Mizeh. What do you mean Ein Lecha Binyan Gadol Mizeh? When you create a building, that's when you build a building, that's for sure. What do you mean Ein Lecha Binyan Gadol Mizeh? Mashmois is that Ein Lecha Binyan Gadol Mizeh means that the Chashivus of Baina Ein lecha binyan gadol mizeh. Create something from nothing. That's zichra ma'isa binyan. When do we say in binyan mekelim? Because it's chosr and chashivas. That's not considered a ma'isa binyan. When you have the chalakam of the kli and you're putting together, that's not a davar choshiv that we reckon to be a ma'isa binyan. When something is, which is in the ground, something which is connected, something which is mechuber, then even a smaller ma'isa is considered a ma'isa which is choshiv because it's mechuber lakaka. Kokama that it's not mechuber lakaka, it's not a davar which is choshiv. Kokama that you're creating it from nothing. Ein lecha binyan gadol mizeh. And Mamela of the Chashiv is Zichar, you reckon it to be a Maisabin. That's Rav Rishonim. Rashi, on the other hand, it's not the way. Rashi, Bekam Bekamis, on Aindalad, he says it, Aindalad Mirbeis, says Lehedio, in the case of Chovitz, which is the quintessential Asiyas Kli, you're making it from nothing. And there Rashi says that we're not going to be Mechoyev al Zbainer, says Rashi in the Aindalad Mirbeis, by Chovitz. That's talking about Asiyas Kli. And Mamela, Taisa speaks out Lehendia, Taisa says, what do you mean? That's when you say in bin mekilim. Like the mashmas of Rishonim, to create a kli from nothing, which is the case of kovitz and tanner, that's zichur gun mechayiv you out bin mekilim. Rashi says no, you never have bin mekilim. Rashi says lehedio beit zadaf yiral from the beit. Rashi says the same thing. Afilu ba'oise kli, you're not going to mechayiv out zbeinim. Fi Rashi is very geshmak. There is no chilek in lomdis between. The only time you have binyan is, like we find it in the Mishkan, binyan ala karka, binyan of crushing on top of the adonim, which agam the Yishalmi speaks out, agam the adonim weren't mechuborim la karka. Nevertheless, adonim ki karka ninu, says the Yishalmi. It's a dover which is embedded in the ground, which is, even if it's not mamish inside, but it's in a dover, in a oifin akavua, to the extent that Chazal reckoned it to be considered. The Torah reckons it to be considered as if it's mamish mechubar lekarka. It's not like a regular kli. For real, that's when we have a case of binyan. That's the pashtus mashmoyis of binyan. Binyan, if you have to ask anybody, maybe it's only because that's the modern day Hebrew. But binyan is when you erect an edifice, when you create something, when you build a building. A binyan is something which is mechubar lekarka. That's just the binyan. A binyan in Kalim is not considered a binyan b'chlal. Sfir Rashi lechanam is not shver. You never have a case of binyan. You never have memela Rashi l'shitasoi. We saw memzayin amarav. Rashi says that the reason why you're mechuyiv is al tmak mepatish. You're not mechuyiv al tzbeinu. Doesn't say in the Gemara b'chlal why you're mechuyiv. Rashi learns kama mekayimis. Rashi learns that the chiyuvim that we have is al tmak mepatish. It's not al binyan b'chlal. The shaila is, what does he do with under sugyo? How does he get around under sugyo that if you rab you're mechuyiv al tmak mepatish? L'chur, there's no way out of that. You're mechuyiv al tzbeinu. So there are those that hold, the Rishonim bring down from a high grain, the Rav mentions it. The Rav Taka holds, Yesh Bini Mekalim. Either he held that that's not the Machlekes Beisham Beisil, like the Gemara says in Beit, so that Fi Beisil ain't Bini and Fi Beisham is. Or he types it up differently, but Rav holds Yesh Bini Mekalim. And mainly the reason why you're Mechuyiv is because in Echanam we don't pass in that way. But Rav holds Yesh Bini Mekalim. Fi this, I saw, so a few people brought were Messiah, a Sugya that we saw really last month in Hochas Mokta, and we'll see it again now, Beis Hashem. The Gemara says that if you have a kira, if you have an oven, if you have a stove, which an oven, which one of the legs cracked off, fell off, the halacha is mutal tatlo. But going to Rav, afilu chanami also zeir shem yiska. Even if one leg, the Gemara comes out after two legs come off, then it's asur b'totul. And Rav says no, even if one leg comes off, it's also asur b'totul. What's the reason why it's asur b'totul? Zeir shem yiska. We're choishes that maybe if you're going to metaltal the kiro, or you're going to metaltal the leg which came off, then you're going to be toikea inside of the spot where, in the hole where it came out of, and you're going to be chayev. And what are you going to be chayev out? For goyzer, it has to be that you're mechayev out to the reisa. And the chashash Hashem yitka, then obviously the chashash we're talking about something which is not mechubar lekarka, because we'll see in binyan, you never need tkiya if it's mechubar lekarka. We're talking about kelim. What's the chashash? Says Rashi, Hashem yitka, kshemechaber lo haregel yitkeena b'choizik v'havi boina. You're chayev out to boina. What do you mean chayav al-tzbeinu? Ain't bini mekelim. But Rav l'shitasi, Rav amar afilu chanami al-tzer. Rav l'shitasi holds yesh bini mekelim. But meila in chanami, according to Rav, he's chayav al-tzbeinu. But l'halacha, we pass ain't bini mekelim b'chlal. The last shita that we have is shita satesis. Tesis says, afal gav dekaim l'ain bini mekelim, avo binyin gomer mechayav bekelim, kamay bekarka. It says, "Ve'in chiluk ben kelim lekarka, v'mokom she'in chizik ve'umnus." The bekli loy chashe binin, or bekarka chashe binin. The only chiluk that we have is dafka something which has no chizik ve'umnus. But a binin gomer in a chanami, you're going to be mechuyev al binin bekelim. The shell is, what does Taisus mean? What binin gomer? Binin gomer means when you create something asiyas klim mitzchilasei, kelashon of Taisus alein on daf ayin dalad mitzvein. Taisa says when he's being chilek and Rashi says that by a tan or by a chavis you can't have a binyan bekelim. Taisa says, what do you mean? That's only in binyan bekelim anywhere. The dafka master mito. Aval kasha oise legamri kol akli. That's mamash lashon rishon. Kasha legamri kol akli. Then you're gonna be mechuyev. So why doesn't Taisa say that by us? Binyan gomer. Why do you say kasha oise legamri? The lashon mamash like the other rishon is saying. Like he himself says on ayin dal. Let's have a haloi domer. Who? Why doesn't he say the same thing? Not only that, the truth is that be'etam the rishonim. It's the chur and davar tamua that it should be mechuyev. This is oisek kli. According to Rav, why are you chayev a few dollars rishonim? Because by oisek kli you're mechuyev. So what's our case? Ma'al shuvus b'gufina demara. What is ma'al shuvus b'gufina demara? Rashi learns that the type of ma'al shuvus b'gufina demara means So you already have the piece of wood stuck into the shovel, into the hoe, and all you're doing is sticking in another piece of wood that it should be tight, that it shouldn't come out. That's a siyas klimit chilasi. Sticking in something is the yesed. Shufsa is the yesed, says Rashi. You already have the whole thing put together, and you're just putting in the yesed that it should be tight. That's considered a siyas klimit chilasi. The truth is that if you look at the Rach, the Smag says the same way. The Rach learns differently. He learns that it means actually putting together the stick together with the shovel, with the hoe. But even that, that's mamasha. Why is that different than Machzer Chulius of a? You're oisik klimitz chilasa. You took the two parts and you put them together. That's mamasha oisik klimitz chilasa. If you dug something out of a chok kabiz b'kaba, then you can tell me it's oisik klimitz chilasa. But where is oisik klimitz chilasa? Kenzan Taisa didn't want to learn like the other Rishonim. And even though he said Oisit Kli on the $5 on base, over here he said something else. Binin Gomer. L'chur, the Mashmois of Taisis, is Alderach the Taisa Rosh. The Taisa Rosh says Alderach Taisis, and he has in a few words. Afagav the Kaimalani Binin Bekevim, Hani Binik Yurinim Behazoras Menurim. The Havi Binin Arai, the Inboy Umnus Vichizik. Aval Mokim Shiyesh Umnus Vitikim Gomer, Mechai Bekevim Kamai Bekaka. Ve'ein bekeilim lekarka el binyan aran. The bekeilim lechashe binyan and bekarka lechashe binyan. Ve'shuvsev gofina demara havi binyan kavua. What's the chilek between keilim and karka? The chilek is, do you have chizik v'umnes? What's special about chizik v'umnes? When you have chizik v'umnes, then you have a tikkun gomer. What does Tosfos mean? Binyan gomer, tikkun gomer. That means a davar which is binyan kavua. Binyan gomer means a binyan which is kavua. Kokama, that it's only the only thing you're mechuyim from a deraisa by boyne is dafka a binyan which is keva, a binyan aray. It's not mechuyim midaraisa. Midarabanan, you're not allowed to make a binyan aray. You shouldn't come to make a binyan keva. But the whole issur of boina be'etem, we'll see it's in Beit Olson, daf lamed aleph, and daf lamed aleph, that the whole issur of binyan is dafka by a binyan kavua. Binyan aray, there's no issur daraisa. Midarabanan also binyan kavua. Not only that, the lashon the chazanish is magdir. What's the melech is boina? It says ikur shem binyan hu kviv. He's referring to under a sugya. When you put down an even, even though you didn't put down any tit and you weren't mechaber b'chlal to the ground, if you're since you're mevatla there, you're mechuyev. What are you mechuyev about? Al zboine. Mechuyev al zboine. According to some say it's magma patish. Mechuyev al zboine. The way that Tais and Rashi learn, when you're mevatla to the ground, even though you didn't weren't mechaber b'chlal, why? Because what is binyan? Iker Shem Binin is the Kviyas. Kolkama that you do a Maitha Kviyas without being Mechaber, that's also considered a davar which is Kavua. So what's the chil between Kelim and Karka? Whether or not it has Kviyas or not. A Maitha Uman, Kolkama that you have a Maitha Uman v'chizuk, Maitha Uman v'tikin gomer in a Kli, and somehow you're Mechaber b'umnis, in a Chlam, you're Mechuyiv in Karka, Mechuyiv in Kelim, the same way you're Mechuyiv Karka. Why? Because you made a davar which is Kavua. You can't be Mevatel something. You take a Shvua that I'll be Mevatel something, I put down a brick. The same Evan, Masadid is Evan. I put it down on top of a can of soda. And I take a shvua, I'll dust around him, then I'm never going to be made for it. And I'm mevatel it in front of 10 people, that I'm never going to move it. You're still not going to be chuyav al zboinia, because the davar which has no kviyas b'chlal. If you do a maisa umnis, you go ahead and you weld that Evan to the can of coke, and echanami, mechayav al zboinia. That's a kviyas, you turned it into a kviyas. The way to be mechuyav, what's the reason why ain't binyan b'kelim? The reason why ain't binyan b'kelim is because derech klal has no kviyas. Kokama that you have a kviyas, and echanami, according to Tosfos, you're going to be chuyav out binyan b'kelim. Tosfos, the Tosfos read in Erevin, seems to go on Lamed Hayom and Aleph, seems to go be'ikvas Tosfos. And he says like this: Kol tikan akelim shu mais to umon, afal pisha hediyot oisoisoi asur mishum beinu. Any tikan which is a mais to umon, even if a hediyot does it, you're chayev alt beinu. And then he continues and he says: Mishum hachi amarav ayal shufsa begovina demara chayev mishum beinu du mais to umon di lav hay shufsa loyav ekoy vavi mishtalav katmi mara. And look there, why you mukhuyev? Why does Rav say mukhuyev alt beinu? Because if you didn't stick that yesed inside, then the stick would come out. The handle would come out. And that's what keeps him inside. So where's the Maisa Uman? The reason why it's the Maisa Uman is because if you didn't stick it inside, then it would come out. So why is there Maisa Uman? That's why you have to stick it inside. Why is it Maisa Uman? The Mashmoy says the read, aside from what he says at the beginning, if a Hedyu does it, what do you mean a Hedyu does it? How did a Hedyu do a Maisa Uman? Elamai, he learned how to do it, so then he's an Uman for all intents and purposes. Is Eitzish can Hedyu? What do you mean even a Hedyu does it? The Mashmoyis of a Maisa Uman, according to the Tzitzit Rid, is a Maisa which is Chizuk. The umness is to do a maitzah of chizuk, to do a maitzah which is you're mechazik it. That's the nekudas ha-chizuk. That's the nekudas ha-umnes, b'chal. Even if a hedya does it. If a hedya does a ma'isa umnes, how do you magdir a ma'isa umnes? What's a ma'isa umnes? A ma'isa chizuk. Kokama that you go ahead and a hedya does it, you also mechoyev. And that's why if you rabbi mechoyev ma'ashon sefukhina demara, as a ma'isa umnes, what's a ma'isa umnes? Because if you don't stick it inside, it's going to come apart. So Marmino, this is a ma'isa chizuk. We look at that as a ma'isa chizuk, a ma'isa chizuk, as a ma'isa umnes. Kum tois l'chura, that a nafkamina between Tosfos and the rest of Rishonim, or that's the lechura what we're saying now, it's the one thing. And what's going to be a nafkamina lechura? A nafkamina between the rest of Rishonim and Tosfos, Kenzan, what would be in a case where a hedyot is machzir something, b'chizuk? Dahinu, something came out, you had a kli, which came apart, and the hedyot is machzir it, but he's mamash tekeah it. He's tekeah, he sticks it in shtark, fast. What's the halach in such a case? So the fi the rishonim, even though the ran, even the ran that tainted, that ken zayin, that even if it's a spark and an oifen, that the woman has to put it back together, that's also considered a seif kli. That's only if a woman has to put it together, because then you can say it's bat the same kli. But something which comes apart that you don't need a woman to put it together, even though kolkam that a hedi could do it, you can't tell me it's mispark, it's bat the same kli. Every chaim yankel could put it together. Where is in his bat the same kli? So kolkam a dafka by umnis, then you can taina that it's nizbat l'shem kli. But if it's a davar which you need to put together with chizuk, you have to jab it inside very stark, but any hedyot could do that, then in a chanami. According to Tosfos, you're going to be mechuyev al binyan mekelim, and according to the rest of the Rishonim, it's a klish and a sparik, and you don't need an umen to put it back together again, you're not going to be mechuyev al binyan mekelim. Ken zayin yifaker to also have another nafmina also. What's that case? In the case of asiyas kli, where you don't need ma'isa umnes, you make a kli mekar which has no ma'isa umnes. What's going to be the din in that case? So we saw there's an ayin dalam to say that you're going to be choyev. The shell is, what's with lefi unzura teisus? If unzura teisus doesn't go like that, then what's going to be in that case? It's really the hemshech gemara. Zeh klal, kol oisem locho malachtim is kemes v'shabes chayev. Says the gemara, zeh klal lasuye mari. Lasuye chok kapiza b'kamo. That you're planning on making, you have a piece of wood, bikas, you have a piece of wood, and you dig out from the piece of wood, 3/4 of a kav. Kapiza b'kamo, you're choyev out. That the Gemara says you're chayev. You're chayev at what? That the Gemara doesn't tell you. So what are you mechuyev at? Rashi says lehendi mechuyev at makav v'patish. Rashi doesn't say lehendi. Lefi Rashi, you're vadei mechuyev at makav v'patish. Why? Because Rashi holds in bin mekelim. Afilu vasiyas kli, even my etanur, my chavit, there's no binyan mekelim. So zichr, if you're mechuyev here, it can't be out of binyan. The reason why you're mechuyev at makav v'patish. However, according to the other Rishonim, they learn by asiyas kli, you could be mechuyev at binyan. And in Echram, in such a case, the reason why you're mechuyev is that you're not going to be mechuyev at makav v'patish. As a matter of fact, the Ritva says Lahadia. He happens to be learned Chok Kapiz Mekava differently. But he speaks out that you're Mechoyev, even Afilo Binin, Kazeh has been called to Yishlaim Lefi Rashi's, if you learn that way also. But Lachor Lefi Lefi Rishayin, you're Menachanam, you're Mechoyev. Shal is Lefi Taisis. Why are you Mechoyev Lefi Taisis? So I don't have a Raya Bura. The Taisis Rid that goes Al Derech Taisis, even though it's slightly different than Taisis, and you'll see there. He says, Lahadi, the reason why you're Mechoyev, Sailefi Rav, Sailefi Shmu, Chok Kapiz Mekava, you're Mechoyev of Mach Vepatish. The fee is what we're saying. You can say in Echanami, the Taisus holds that even Asiyas Kli is not considered a davar is not considered. You want to be mechuyev for only Ma'isa Umnes. What would be the lamdus? Must get the machlokes. If you learn that the pshat is asked before in the Rashba, what's the pshat? You're telling me that by Asiyas Kli you're mechuyev as binyan. However, by when you're binyan bekelim, there's no such thing as binyan bekelim. What's the difference between them? Kokam you're asking that there's binyan even when it's not karka. So why you mechuyev? And then we want to tell you when he says, "Ein lecho binyan gadol mizeh," means in the chashivas. We're looking for chashivas. It's not kviyas so much. It's chashivas. What gives it the chashivas? Asiyas kli is considered a davar chashiv. But shengen according to Tosfos, it's not the chashivas that we're looking for. It's the kviyas. The kviyas is what gives it the shame binyan. And memela ma'isa umen is what gives the kviyas. That's considered a binyan kavua akalashon atayzer rash. Memela even asiyas kli, who come that a hedid could do it. If it's not considered a ma'isa umen, then we don't look at it as a davar chashiv. Even a hedid could do it. That's not considered binyan mekelim. And even though lechur it's less than what Tosfos says. Nevertheless, Tosfos is not going to be asked in such a case. That's not considered a ma'isa choshev. That's considered a ma'isa choshev kenzayin. That's not considered a ma'isa kavua. That's not a kavias any more than a regular case of binyan mekelim that we said it's not considered a kavias. Come common that a hedid could do it. Only when an uman does it, then you're going to be mechuyev. Mele, you're mechuyev as makav patish. Last thing they just want to end off with is lachor. It's a massive chiddush. Just saying you're mechuyev as makav patish in this case. Chok kapiz b'chal. You're mechuyev as makav patish. What is the what's the chiddush? Zeh klal asu yemai. Says the Gemara. Lasu yechok kapiz b'chal. Zeh klal of what? Says the Mishnah. Malachtem is kol oisem malachim malachtem is kemes b'shabbos. That even Rashi says, there are those people that make a melacha k'yotze b'zeh. So what are we mechadish? What's the zeh klal we mechadish? That even though this person wants to continue in the Mishnah talking about, that the guy's finished, he did his melacha, even though some people continue, as long as there are other people that leave off the melacha here, then we mechadish. What's the zeh klal coming last suyeh? Even if the person that's doing the melacha lane wants to continue, he's chok kapis b'kav, he did 3/4 of a kav. Tomorrow he's planning on doing the 4th one. We're going to mechaim as mak v'patish. Ah, he's in the middle of a melacha. He's in the middle of a melacha. How can we mechaim as mak v'patish? His kavani is to continue. Not only that, as soon as he started, he did 1/4 of a kav. He should be mechaim as mak v'patish. Then he doesn't have a kav, he should mechaim as mak v'patish. 3/4 of a kav, we have. There are cases of mak v'patish that we saw. It's not like the case of chrit. The case of mitzad is the even. The rishonim, some rishonim say the mitzad is even. You have as makav patish. Makav patish. You just started your building. You have as makav patish. Says a meiri because with regard to this even, what you did, you're finished with this even. You're going to continue rabbinin, but with this even, you're totally finished. That's makav patish. Rashi says by chritzim, you have a stone that you're making 25 chritzim inside of it, indentations. You did the first 5. R'machayim Rashi says you have as makav patish. Ah, you haven't finished. You're planning to do another 20. But in the chalik of the Evan that you made the chritz, you're not going to make any more chritzim. That's makav patish. But over here, I'm in the middle of making my kli. And if you're mechayim makav patish, then mechayim for the first kav, second kav also. The chur of the pshat is that's the chiddush melachta miskayemus b'shamis. For kama that you're mechui b'shamis, look at the grain in Shnei Taliyot. It's pierced on Mishnayos. He says melachta miskayemus b'shamis means that this is what you when you finished your malach on Shabbos. As much as you're doing for Shabbat, then we can be mechayim you. Kokama that you're in the middle of the ma'aseh melacha. You did a kav, you did 2 kavim, you did 3 kavim, and you're still planning on doing more. We're not going to mechayim you. Once you finished doing what you're doing on Shabbat, even though after Shabbat you're going to continue, you're going to do more. Madrashtayt. Kokama that you're finished on Shabbat. V'yesh mitkayem es kiyetz b'zeh. And the chadam you're mechayim you. Let's make a mepatish.